Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now is Rabbi Michael Katz. He's the director of Chabad House and rabbi at Chabad of Ilova. Perfect sentiment as we go into Shavuot 2025.
Hi, good morning. How are you,
Hello,
Kathy?
Good morning.
Good morning to the listeners.
So, Ein Od Milvado, that's a good place to start for Shavuot, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing that the listeners didn't hear you singing in the background, but I did.
I'm sorry. I'll do a GoFundMe page because I'm therapy. Sorry. Okay, note to self. All right, so Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing but God. Is that something to bear in mind?
This is an incredible theme, actually, of Shavuot, if you think about it. The whole concept of the giving of the Torah was that until the Torah was given, according to Hasidic teaching, the worlds were separated. There was the spiritual world and the physical world. At the time of Matan Torateinu, at the time of Mount Sinai, Hashem took the light of Torah and he invested it, he injected it into every single thing in the world. And this is the explanation for why when we say that there was this booming voice at Mount Sinai, there was no echo, there was no feedback. Why? Because, as you well know from a studio, if you have soft things on the wall, it absorbs the sound.
Yes.
So everything that Hashem said was absorbed into the world. The world became infused with Torah, with godliness, and then came the concept of mitzvot, of being able to identify that godly light within everything, to utilize it and to elevate it, to bring it out and to make it into things of Kedusha and holiness. And this then just expounded on the idea of Ein Od Milvado. There is nothing besides God. God is everything. When we say Hashem Echad, Hashem is one and there is nothing else. Everything is God.
Which is a really beautiful sentiment and one for all time, I guess, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we call God.
Absolutely. It's not about God's names. It's about our connection with him and our understanding that he is everything. But at the same time, realizing that each and every one of us has a part of God within us. And therefore, we have that godly power that we can do godly things. We can do holy stuff. We can do wonderful things. We can be just like God. Be giving, be kind, be generous. And not, God forbid, the opposite, where we're damaging and hurting.
Yeah. So how do we, when we look around, especially since the 7th of October, Rabbi Katz, when we look around, it's very hard to always see the godliness. When I was in Israel last year, it is so confronting. We see magnificent acts of kindness. We see godliness. But then there's the other side of the cruelty, the worst that man can be. How do we always look for that and just be reminded to look for that?
I guess, you know, it's part of the focus that we are supposed to have. We are always supposed to focus on the good. As you say, it's not always that easy. When you have this negativity, this badness, this evil that is thrust upon us and advertised on and emblazoned on, front page news all the time, it's very difficult to turn away and to ignore it. But our job as Jews is exactly what we said from Mount Sinai, to take the things that God placed in this world, to elevate them, to make them holy, which means we've got to spend our lives seeking the light, looking for Torah, looking for mitzvot, looking for opportunities to do good. If we are focused on that, there's no time to be focused on anything negative. Yes, it is tough. And yes, it is difficult at times. And it's not for one moment can we say that it's easy to have in mind and to think about people who are underground in tunnels, who have been there for hundreds and hundreds of days, where you have people in the world trying to justify and trying to say that it was good, that it was good that this one was assassinated and so on. We're living in a very, very confused world. But we have to remember that until those hostages are home, our Jewish people is incomplete. We have to remember that until God would not have given us the Torah had one person been missing from Mount Sinai. So we need them. We need them to be home. We need them to have that redemption immediately. We need that. And we think about that and we contemplate that. But we should not lose focus of the fact that our job as Jews in the world today is to bring light. Yesterday was the day on which we were ordained as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. It was yesterday. Yesterday was the anniversary. On the 2nd of Sivan, that was what God told Moshe. You now have a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. You've got to be that proverbial light unto the nations. Our job is to teach the world goodness, kindness, positivity, peace, etc. That's our job to do. And every moment that we're not doing it, we're actually failing, and we're letting the side down. So we need to just focus on the good, bring that positive and great energy. While it sounds airy-fairy, we could say that all the negativity in the world is airy-fairy. It's also nonsense. And half of it we know today is not true. With fake news, with AI, with all of these things, a lot of it is concocted. Let's make sure that we stick to the truth. Our Torah is true. Our Torah is right. Our mitzvahs are true. Our Yiddishkeit is right. And we've got to be proud Jews moving forward with our job of positivity and positive energy every single day. And that's the most powerful thought of Shavuot.
You know what I also take with me into this Shavuot, if you don't mind me sharing with you, Rabbi? Do you remember when the two sisters were released, the hostage sisters were released along with a third hostage, Hen Goldstein Elmog?
Yes.
And the one girl, she was wearing pink, and she had a French braid in her hair. And
yes.
The question and the conversations around that were, at the time, were, who did the French braid? Was it done by her captors? Was it done by Hamas?
Yes.
Is Hamas something completely different to what we've been told, what we've seen, what they've proved to be? And the story came back that it actually was done by one of the other hostages who was not going to be released. And she had done this French braid so that the hostage that was going to be released should do so and should feel happy and should feel proud to be released. And when I think about that, I just keep saying to God, this is your people. This is who we are. And help us.
It is absolutely incredible. The number of things that over the last 2 years that we have learned from the hostages, from the people who've been held, from the families and the messages from families who've lost people and from the soldiers who've given their lives and whatever. It is absolutely incredible. We've lived through times where we've had these glaring, beautiful messages coming through to us all the time. We don't always see them. We don't always appreciate just how profound they are, what it was like for them. But the amazing thing is, as has been pointed out many times, is that these hostages in the dungeons, as we found, by the way, with people in the Holocaust, they turned to God.
Yeah. That is actually amazing.
And it was in those places where they were stripped away of all their dignity, of everything that they had, of all their control over everything. They knew Einot Milvado. They knew that. They knew that there was nothing besides God, and that was what they turned to, and that was what they trusted in.
Yeah, exactly.
Rabbi, and they've taught us a tremendous amount.
Rabbi Katz, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and just thank you for always being an inspiration. Really.
Thank you.
Wish you and your family
Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Sameach.
Amen, and to you too. Thank you very, very much.
Take care.
Thank you, you too. That is the wonderful Rabbi Michael Katz. He's the director of Chabad House and the rabbi at Chabad of Ilovo. Always very, very inspiring. He actually does a show here every Wednesday on Chai FM called Judaism 101.9, actually. And, just the ability to see things very clearly and explain them. That's a talent. You want to get in touch with me? I'd love to hear from you. Coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Dr. Mordechai Kedar, but that's a little bit later. And then also you should get ready to sing Harashol. Sena, are you wanting to sing Harashol? She's saying yes. Are you going to make me? Okay, are you going to make Howard do it next Friday as well? Oh, thank God. Okay, it's 8:48, and coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Dr. Mordechai Kedar. We're going to be talking about Hamas and Israel. Is there actually a chance that they could come to an agreement on a ceasefire? Stay with me. You're on 101.9 Chai FM, the Balagan Boboker, the Morning Mayhem. I'm Kathy Kayla, standing in for Howard Feldman.